So, was she a real human being that lived, or was she, like, she was never, like, was she ever corporal?
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
I don't, I'm just saying, like, is Kate, like, you call her Kate, did she actually have, like, a birth certificate at some point?
That's a good question. No, she did not take human form.
Oh.
Although sometime a spirit, like, some people would claim to see some kind of corporal spirit floating around. Kate, because one of the stories as well was a neighbor was called Kate Batts. And she became known as Old Kate Batts Witch. And then some people started saying, well, Kate Batts was the witch. Mm-hmm. Y'all know the Bell Witch story, don't you?
Yes.
You're Robinson County, I know you do. So they started calling Old Kate Batts Witch and then started being called Old Kate.
Okay.
So that's where she, the word she, and then Kate come from.
Okay. It's very associated with, which is already an unlucky thing, black cats and black dogs.
Yes. And now this is another true story.
Okay.
One of the stories, of course, witches are associated with black cats, historically, going back to medieval times. But also the Bell Witch black dog, because supposedly John Bell saw a black dog that he couldn't recognize and shot at it and missed. And other people talked about seeing black dogs. And this is a true story. On occasion, because I introduced the plays, I'm introducing the spirit play about the Bell Witch, a black dog would wander through the aisle.
No tags, no collar.
Don't know who it belonged to, and say it didn't always show up, but sometimes
but
it
sometimes.
Would. So I got to where I would put in my stick at the beginning. I would say, if you see a black dog, do not kick it.
Don't make her mad.
Don't kick it.
Now, oh my goodness.
And one other story about the Bell Witch is, you've got the Ingram book?
Uh-huh, yes.
He invented this story. Now, by word of mouth, by gossip, by storytelling, and these are incredible storytellers, the story stayed alive. Ingram was a newspaper man in Springfield, and then he went to Clarksville and helped start an earlier Clarksville newspaper, which will then become the Clarksville Tobacco Leaf Chronicle. And so he knew this story. And in that book, he put all the basic principles you needed for a wonderful ghost story, witch story.
Yeah.
And one of them, the cave. And by the way, that's something we haven't talked about.
Right, the cave.
The Bell Witch Cave.
Yes.
So the cave is there. And one of the other things that he put in it, if you want to really get people interested in your story, put somebody famous in it.
Right. Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Did Andrew Jackson come and the witch stopped his carriage and he said, I'd rather fight the British again? No. But was it an incredible part of the folklore?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that story, that book by Ingram was published in 1894, and you just got a copy.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So that, it's so well written.
Right.
And captured people's attention that...
Yeah, that it lives on.
Well, over 100 years later, right. you could still get it.
Right, and still get goosebumps from it.
Still get goosebumps.
Woo! Rick, thank you so much for chatting with us today. It's been so fun. But if I have nightmares tonight... I'm calling you to keep me up.
It was his fault. Remember, your husband's fault.
He's the one who said it. He did.